So would you go to Australia just to go to the beach?
Why?
Yeah, I can
go to the beach here in Long Island.
I'm pretty sure if you sit on the sand and watch the ocean, it's the same anywhere you go.
I mean, I think that, you know, sometimes the water's a little bluer and a little nicer, but I'm not really a water girl. I just want to, like, put my feet in, so I could care less what color the water is.
Yeah, and I hate to tell you that I learned this in Jamaica. All water is clear.
What do you mean?
The water's clear, no matter what. It's just if it's on sand or rocks or limestone or whatever.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Because I always said, you guys have the bluest water here. You go, water's the same color here as it is in Jersey. It's all clear. It just depends on if it's mud on the bottom or limestone.
Got it. Or sand or coral.
Sand.
Yeah, right.
It's not we have blue water. It's it's just on top of cool looking things. So, but people,
as opposed to dead bodies. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So if you go to Australia, there's some things they want you to know before you go out on the beach. And I think
I think
this works pretty much with every beach. I can pretty much say this works on Long Island, it works in Australia, it works at Myrtle Beach. It works all over the place. So take heed. There are rules when you go to the beach and you should follow them.
Okay, what are they?
I will run an extra 5 miles on burning hot ass sand if it means I can be away from everybody else. So I don't get annoyed and I can just enjoy the space and sound of the ocean.
Yeah, that's a problem. I mean, unless you have, there are no private beaches in America. Beaches are all public. They're all public spaces. But the access to the beaches are private. So it feels private.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But there's no such thing as a private beach, even though people say there are. That's the hardest thing about living in New York, especially in the summer. Everyone goes running to the beach. There are no quiet beach. Yeah, it's packed.
Yeah, so there are beaches in Georgia and South Carolina, like Tybee, that have nobody on them, and you can
really?
It's secluded. There's nobody. So that's a little different than the New York ones. Don't feed the fucking seagulls.
Oh, you know what? For people coming from New York, we know that because we don't feed the pigeons. We don't feed the rats. Like, we know not to feed anything and anything that's flying around or running around or asking for food. If it doesn't live in your house and sleep in your bed, don't give it food.
They're like bloodthirsty vampires in Australia. And they're like that on Long Island.
Oh, have you ever been, I don't know if this ever happened to you, but I was on the beach in Coney Island one time, and I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was holding my sandwich while I was making a point. Seagull, out of nowhere, took the sandwich out of my hand, flew away.
They don't care.
Bye-bye.
They don't care. You got food. You got food, they're taking it.
It must be for me. Goodbye.
Yeah. When I went to the beach on Long Island, I would feed the seagull just to piss everybody off. Because they would all come in. Okay. If you have music, keep a safe distance from everybody else.
Oh, that's the hardest thing, especially on New York beaches, or actually most beaches. You know, people, you should use your AirPods, you know, your headphones, whatever you have. Like, that's why we have those headphones. Why I got to sit here and listen to you blasting 90s music that I don't like?
Yeah, because now everybody has those little speakers. So they take the little speaker, they hook it up to their phone, and then they blast it.
Yeah, I don't got to hear the thong song all day long. I just want to, like, enjoy my time at the beach.
If you're at a really busy beach, don't ask people to mind your stuff. Hey, while I go jump in the water, can you look over my stuff? No, I'm not your private security. I'm not going to watch your shit.
Yeah, I've said no to that before. But I don't say it mean, like... I don't go, no. I just say, we're going to be splitting in a minute. Sorry.
The preferred level of personal space is 500 meters.
Good luck with that. It's not happening. People don't understand personal space, especially when it's crowded. You can't do it.
Yeah. And I think thongs in Australia are flip-flops, not thongs because
oh yeah when they say thongs they mean like that's what they call flip-flops on your feet. So a thong is a shoe.
Yeah because I didn't agree with this at all. I absolutely hate when people walk around on a busy beach with thongs on. No, I kind of like that. but
they don't mean the tushy thongs.
Oh,
they mean
the
foot thongs. Yeah. What do you care what's on my feet? Why does that bother you? What's on my feet?
Because
what's that your business?
Because they're noisy and they kick sand all over the place.
Oh, they do kick sand. That's true.
Yeah. Flop, sand everywhere, all in my crap. Don't need it.
Yeah, but if the sand's hot, what are you supposed to do? Just burn your feet while you walk?
Run.
Yeah, I guess.
Always check which way the wind is blowing before you shake your towel off.
Or smoke or fart or any of those things.
Never sit under somebody else's umbrella.
Who does that? Crazy people. You don't walk over to somebody else's umbrella and just sit there. That's so weird.
Do people do this? Never ever. I've never seen this. Never ever poop in the ocean.
Ew. No, I didn't know people poop in the ocean. I know they pee in the ocean. I have never, ever seen anybody or known anybody to poop in the ocean. That's gross.
Classic shithead move. Leave fucking rubbish on the beach.
Oh, yeah. I hate that. That's disgusting. Yeah, that's just rude.
Take your trash.
Is the most annoying thing. Yeah, because then the wind picks up, and next thing I know, like, your McDonald's wrapper is on my towel.
Or it's in the ocean.
Oh, or it's in the ocean. You're right. That's worse.
Yeah. The McFish is trying to go back home. No.
Right.
A, it never came from the ocean to begin with. B,
that's true.
It doesn't want
There's
to
no
go
fish
home.
In there.
It doesn't want to go home.